This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On the one-year anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, an African-American woman in Kentucky, activists called for charges to be brought against the officers involved. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Louisville, Kentucky became the site of huge protests in the wake of the police killing of Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was shot multiple times during a botched drug raid by police last March. A grand jury eventually indicted one officer on wanton endangerment charges for shooting into a neighbor's apartment.
No justice! No!
Breonna Taylor's family and social activists gathered in downtown Louisville to honor Taylor's legacy. Speakers included Benjamin Crump and Lenita Baker, an attorney for the Taylor family.
There's always time to indict, arrest, and convict the cops that murdered Breonna Taylor.
I'm Jennifer King.
Several people were detained on Saturday night during a vigil for a woman murdered in London, in a case that has caused widespread outrage in Britain about women's safety. As night fell on Saturday, around 1,000 people, mostly women, gathered at the site in South London to pay their respects and to protest at the lack of security they felt when out alone, with some chanting, "Shame on you," at police as they made arrests. The disappearance of Sarah Everard as she walked home on the evening of March 3rd has triggered a wave of accounts from women about the dangers they have felt and experienced when walking streets alone at night. Police discovered Everard's body on Wednesday in Woodland, about 80 kilometers southeast of London. A Metropolitan Police officer, Wayne Cousins, has been charged with her kidnap and murder. He had a court appearance in London on Saturday. Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Hundreds gathered at a candlelit rally in Yangon on Saturday in a peaceful protest which defied the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. The crowd sang songs and arranged candles around a red banner with RIP written in white. Earlier, security forces killed at least 12 people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. Thousands of protesters, many of them teachers and university students, held a rally Saturday in Mandalay, where at least 4 deaths were reported. Other deaths were reported in south-central Myanmar and in a suburb of Yangon, the country's largest city. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for 5 decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Russian police detained around 200 people Saturday at a conference of independent municipal deputies in Moscow, accusing participants of violating the law by attending a pro-democracy forum with ties to an organization the government has labeled undesirable. The Forum of Independent Deputies, organized by a group called United Democrats, brought together municipal officials and prospective candidates from across the country to discuss strategies for Russia's fall election season. Authorities said the event was sponsored by Open Russia, an organization they labeled undesirable in 2017 for its financial ties to the exiled Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. A law claims to target foreign NGOs whose activities threaten the foundations of Russia's constitutional system, defense, or national security. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who dominated boxing's middleweight division in the 1980s, has died at his home at the age of 66. His wife, Kay Hagler, posted on the Marvelous Marvin Hagler fan club page on Facebook, "I'm sorry to make a very sad announcement. Today, unfortunately, my beloved husband, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, passed away at his home here in New Hampshire. Our family requests that you respect our privacy during this difficult time." Hagler, who legally changed his name to Marvelous in 1982, posted a record of 62-3-2 and ruled supreme until his reign as undisputed middleweight champion came to a controversial end in 1987 with a loss to Sugar Ray Leonard. Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.